Welcome to an absolutely jam-packed episode of Rock the Boat with Richard Hagen. In contrast to last week's quiet news run, this week has been loaded with epic boating news, so let's dive right in. Spanish boatyard De Antonio Yachts has revealed a brand new model, the D50 Open, and it is honestly one of the most beautiful boats I've ever seen. The D50 Open is basically a cross between a sports cruiser and a superyacht. It packs the kinds of features into it that you'd normally only find on much larger boats. This is a boat that is 100% designed for outdoor living up on deck. Starting at the stern, you've got a massive hydraulic swim platform that lowers all the way down to the water, making it super easy to get on and off while swimming. There's a huge sun pad just ahead of that, with enough tanning space for about 4 adults. Then, moving further forward, you've got U-shaped seating with table space for around 6 people. In front of that is a wet bar with a grill, a fridge, a microwave, and a sink. What more could you want? The helm station is as fancy as they come. It has comfortable, individually bolstered seating for 4 people, including the skipper. There's a full suite of Simrad multifunction displays from their Simrad Go product range on the dashboard, as well as a Simrad radio and antenna, and a 4-speaker Fusion audio system. Moving ahead of that, in the bow you find one of the standout features of the boat, an optional saltwater jacuzzi. How cool is that? When you want to use it, the jacuzzi fills using an inboard pump system, and then when it's not in use, there are infill cushions to turn the space into a nice seating area. Wow. In terms of power, the D50 Open has another trick up its sleeve. Hidden underneath the aft sun pad is your choice of either 2, 3, or 4 outboard motors with a minimum of 1200 horsepower. However, the boat can take up to 1800 horsepower altogether. This gives it a cruising speed of 30 knots and a maximum speed of 50, which, if you don't know boats all that well, is basically extremely quick. The same sun pad also hides storage, which De Antonio Yachts says can accommodate a small tender. Nice. Below deck, you can choose to have either 2 or 3 cabins with a choice of either 1 or 2 heads compartments, complete with electric flushing toilets. Whichever option you choose, there's a double bed as standard in the bow, and all of the cabins include fancy touches like snake lights for reading, big windows, mood lighting, and plenty of storage. De Antonio Yachts offers 5 models ranging in size from 28 feet up to this 50-foot beauty. If you'd like to know more about this head-turning boat or the boats in the rest of their lineup, visit deantonioyachts.com. This week, the prestigious superyacht magazine Boat International announced the winners of their annual Boat Design and Innovation Awards, sponsored by Oshenko, Benetti, and VideoWork. The contestants were evaluated by a panel of 15 judges who are all designers and superyacht industry professionals. There are numerous categories with an equally large number of winners, but the standout winner was the brand new superyacht Artifact. Artifact scooped a massive 3 awards, winning Best Interior Design for Motor Yachts of 500 gross tons and above, as well as Best Naval Architecture in the Full Displacement Motor Yachts category, and winning Innovation of the Year for its onboard DC hybrid power grid. Artifact is an 80-meter yacht that has become famous for its striking, very bold exterior design by Gregory C. Marshall. The interior was penned by famous superyacht interior designer Raymond Langton. The yacht's unusual design has proven to be extremely divisive, with audiences landing firmly on either the love or the hate side of the fence, which is quite a coincidence when you know who the yacht's owner is. Artifact was commissioned and is owned by Michal Mike Lazaridis, the Greek businessman who founded BlackBerry. BlackBerry phones, like Artifact, had legions of both committed fans and passionate critics. BlackBerry is of course no longer the powerhouse that it once was, and these days Mike has turned his attention to investing in quantum computing businesses. Artifact was launched last year and has a steel hull and an aluminium superstructure housing 4 decks. Power comes from 2 Azipod propellers powered by 2 Caterpillar 3516 diesel engines, each producing 2,340 horsepower. Its full dynamic positioning system means that the boat can be virtually anchored in a particular spot using only the engine pods to maintain its position with no need for an anchor. That's great for environmental concerns. Of course, the first thing that anyone notices about Artifact when you first look at her is the shape of the windows in the yacht. The irregularly shaped windows are a major design feature of the yacht to such an extent that when combined with the other glass windows and features make up a total of 750 square meters of glass. But all of that glass is not just there to look pretty and allow natural light into the interior. It also serves a functional purpose. Some members of Mike's family apparently suffer from motion sickness, and seeing the horizon helps to mitigate that sickness, and so having loads of glass keeps the horizon visible from all over the yacht. The guest spaces were also deliberately designed into the center and aft sections of the yacht to minimize the pitch and roll experienced by those motion sickness suffering family members. All of these design interventions must have worked, because apart from winning these awards this week, Artifact has apparently been cruising non-stop for over a year since it was launched, so Mike and his family are getting plenty of happy use out of it. Staying with superyacht news, Vard Commercial Shipyard in Norway have announced that they've secured a contract to manufacture a massive residential ship called Somnio. I'll talk more about Somnio in a minute, but first, you're probably asking what a residential ship is and wondering what it has to do with superyacht news. Well, I'll tell you. The residential ship concept is not new, but Somnio, the Latin word for to dream, is the first time that the concept has truly been made a reality. But what exactly is it? In some ways, it's similar to a cruise ship, but instead of hosting visiting guests who come on and then leave after a short trip, a residential ship consists solely of super luxury residential apartments that are permanently owned and occupied by their owners, just like a regular apartment on land. The owners, of course, then travel with the ship on a permanent basis. What's not regular, though, is the cost of these apartments. They are considerably higher than land-based equivalents. Somnio's apartments have officially gone on sale, and assuming you receive an invitation to purchase one, yes, you heard that right, then you'll be looking at a starting price of $8 million. Ouch. So what does Somnio have to do with superyacht news? Well, the ship has been specifically designed to look like a superyacht and to offer its residents the kind of lifestyle that would typically be enjoyed by a superyacht owner, to an extent, of course. Famous British superyacht design firm Winch Design penned the exterior to ensure that the ship really looks more like a superyacht, and that's a big part of its marketing pitch to potential clients. The design options available for each apartment apparently include facilities like a personal kitchen, a library, a gym, and alfresco dining space. In terms of shared amenities, residents on Somnio will have access to an onboard beach club, that's the space at the stern where you can swim and generally enjoy the sea, numerous restaurants and bars, a 10,000 bottle wine cellar and tasting room, and a concierge service for on-ship and land-based needs. It's said that the crew will be specially selected and that residents will enjoy a quote, never-ending global itinerary of carefully selected destinations and experiences befitting a yacht of this nature, unquote. With all of that said, even though the ship is designed to look like a superyacht, it technically is not considered one. With a length of 222 meters or 730 foot and a 33,500 gross tonnage hosting 39 apartments spread out across 6 decks, it cannot be considered a yacht within the parameters of the superyacht industry. But don't tell the sales team that. They're adamant that Somnio is the only residential superyacht in the world, and that residents on the ship are buying into quote true superyacht co-ownership, unquote. Somnio is currently under construction and is scheduled for launch in mid-2024. Once we have video footage of it to show, I'll definitely include it here. The Royal Navy's Navy X experimentation team has been testing a new heavy lift drone for use in sea rescue scenarios. The drone being tested is the T-150 drone manufactured by London-based Malloy Aeronautics. The company is focused on developing airborne drone delivery technologies, and the T-150 is currently their heaviest duty drone in their range. According to the company, the T-150 can lift up to 68 kilos in all weather. It's built to military standards for use by commercial, private, and military clients. Navy X is testing the T-150 to see if it can be used to locate victims in the water, drop life-saving equipment to them, and then hover over the location until rescuers arrive to pick up the victim. The drone has been tested at the Royal Navy's diving school in Portsmouth and on a civilian boat. Apparently, the first drone test successfully located a dummy in the water and deployed a test package that simulated a life raft. The goal is to one day have it deliver a life buoy and other survival equipment. That's pretty cool, but it's not the only thing that this new division is working on. Navy X is a relatively new venture that the Royal Navy calls its Autonomy and Lethality Accelerator. The program is intended to, quote, develop, test, and trial cutting-edge equipment, unquote, with the aim of bringing it into naval service as quickly as possible. The Navy says that the Navy X division will operate across all maritime environments, including overwater, on the water, and below the surface. Another example of the technology being tested by Navy X was shown off recently when the Royal Marines were, for the first time in history, supported in action by unmanned vehicles. And earlier this year, the unit also tested and approved a new autonomous vessel as well, the Maritime Demonstrator for Operational Experimentation, or MADFOX for short. It's definitely all a sign of where things are going in terms of military technology. To learn more about the T-150 and its smaller sibling, the T-80, visit malloyaeronautics.com. British yacht manufacturer Sunseeker is inviting owners of its yachts to participate in an upcoming yacht parade that is planned for the 2021 Bournemouth Air Festival in the UK. The parade will happen on the 4th of September and will include both new and classic Sunseeker boats. The parade will cruise past the thousands of Air Festival spectators and, if it's successful, it will bring together the largest number of Sunseeker yachts in history. Participants are then invited to anchor on the water afterwards to enjoy what is said to be the best vantage point of the show. The Air Festival takes place from Thursday the 2nd to Sunday the 5th of September 2021. Sunseeker owners who are interested in participating can visit sunseeker.com to register. American sports fishing yacht builder Viking Yachts has introduced a major revision to an existing model, the Viking 64 Convertible. The 64 follows a traditional sports fishing yacht design that will be recognizable to any enthusiast. The improvements they've made are more evolutions of the previous model. For example, the new boat is said to feature an optimized hull surface design based on numerous virtual sea trials to achieve the best possible hull performance. There are numerous minor improvements such as additional storage gas pistons on hatch covers. One of the more noticeable design elements is a walk-around center console on the bridge that features a black acrylic panel with flush-mounted all-glass multifunction displays. Inside, there's plenty of seating mixed with modern finishes such as walnut joinery, tinted windows, and engineered stone counters. Accommodation consists of four cabins with sleeping options for up to seven guests. Power will come from two MAN V12 1550 CRM diesel engines as standard, but there are additional engine options available. Hull number 1 will launch with a pair of MTU Series 12V 2000 M96X engines. Viking Yachts has basically established itself as the benchmark for sport fishing yacht design and engineering. The company offers a massive range of 35 yacht models through a network of official dealers. The brand is synonymous with luxury and adventure, and their yachts have a reputation for taking their crews out in any conditions, in total comfort, wherever they want to go, and returning with tournament-winning catches. The company also recently launched their new Valhalla Boats brand to the massive center console enthusiast market. The Valhalla range of boats are targeted at premium buyers in the segment and offer a great combination of performance, luxury, and features. For all of those reasons, when Viking announces a new yacht, it's a pretty big deal in the industry. So for those looking forward to seeing this new model, the Viking 64 convertible will debut in the flesh at the 2021 Fort Lauderdale Boat Show in November. In the meantime, visit vikingyachts.com for more information. Well, that's it for this week's news. I really hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please remember to give this video a like and subscribe to the channel if you haven't yet. It really helps us out. When I'm not making these videos, I'm a marketing copywriter specializing in working with the boating and marine industry. I craft professional blogs, email marketing, product descriptions, website content, and anything else you need to be written. Contact me on my website at richardhagen.com or via LinkedIn to set up a quick call. I'd love to hear from you. All of my details are in the description. Thanks a lot for watching, and I'll see you next week.